Welcome to Vango Notes for Human Resource Management, 11th edition, by Gary Dessler. Chapter 3, Strategic Human Resource Management and the HR Scorecard. Section 1, Big Ideas. As it faced increasing pressure from other traditional grocers and online firms, retail grocery giant Albertsons had to improve performance and boost profitability, fast. The firm's basic strategy for accomplishing this required aggressively controlling costs, taking a customer-focused approach to growth, and energizing employees. And, as in many firms today, out strategic goals. Good human resource managers must figure out how to shape their department's policies and practices so they align with the company's strategic aims. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's first try to understand strategy and the strategic management process. Albertson's strategic plan included actions to reduce costs, become more customer-focused, and thus increase profitability. So, a strategic plan is the company's plan for how it will match its internal strengths and weaknesses with external opportunities and threats in order to maintain a competitive advantage. In other words, managers must ask, where are we now as a business? Where do we want to be, and how should we get there? Then, they develop specific strategies, human resource and others, to take the company from where it is now to where they want to be. A strategy is a course of action or a plan. Now, let's look a little more closely at the strategic management process. Strategic planning is part of the strategic management process. Strategic management includes both execute your plan. Strategic management is a six-step process. In the first step, managers must define their business. In fact, the most basic strategic decisions managers make are about deciding what business their firms should be in, the products or services they sell, the geographic markets in which they sell them, and how they'll distinguish their products or services from competitors. Managers then choose strategies, such as buying competitors or expanding overseas, to get the company from where it is today to where it wants to be tomorrow. In step two, managers methodically analyze their external and internal situations. The strategic plan should provide a direction for the firm that makes sense in terms of the external opportunities and threats the firm faces and the internal strengths and weaknesses it possesses. To assist with strategic external-internal audit, many managers use SWOT analysis to identify company strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This analysis helps them strategically align their firm's internal and external environments. Step 3 of the strategic management process translates the company's mission into specific strategic goals. For example, Citicorp pursues a successful mission of providing integrated, comprehensive financial services worldwide. But what exactly does this mission mean for each Citicorp department? To guide managerial actions, Citicorp needs goals in areas like building shareholder value, maintaining superior rates of return, and balancing the business by customer, product, and geography. These specific goals give managers something to aim for. And once these goals have been developed, managers formulate strategies to achieve them. This happens in step 4 of the strategies are the action plans that detail how the business will go about trying to accomplish its strategic objectives. In step 5 of the process, managers implement the strategy. That means translating the strategy into actions and results. For example, managers begin actually hiring or firing people, building or closing plants, and adding or eliminating product lines. Unfortunately, strategies don't always succeed. So, in the final step of the strategy management process, managers must evaluate the performance of the strategy and make necessary adjustments. Competitors introduce new products. Technological advances make production processes obsolete, and social trends reduce demand for some products needed to achieve its strategic goals. Formulating human resource strategic policies and actions to produce these employee behaviors, and then developing measures to evaluate the human resource department's performance. For Albertsons, reducing related costs and improving performance meant hiring employees who had a customer-focused approach, reducing turnover, and eliminating time service. It's human resource strategies aimed at improving communication and employee development help it differentiate itself from competitors by offering superior customer service. So, there's a definite interplay between its human resource strategy and the company's strategic plans and results. In fact, we might say that human resource managers' inputs into strategic planning are crucial. That's the end of this section.
Section 2, Practice Questions. Okay, now that we've reviewed the chapter, let's see how much you've retained. I'll give you a series of multiple-choice, true-false, and essay questions to think about. After a few seconds for each, I'll give you the correct answer and an explanation. Let's start with multiple choice. Ready? Question 1. A SWOT analysis identifies a company's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and A, threats, or B, technologies. The answer is A, threats. A company's strategic plan should provide a direction for the firm that aligns its internal strengths and weaknesses with its external opportunities and threats. Question 2. The three types of strategies are corporate level, business level, and A, departmental level, or B, functional level. The answer is B. Functional strategies identify the basic courses of action that each function, such as manufacturing and human resource management, will pursue in order to help the business attain its competitive goals. Question 3. Generic corporate-level strategies include diversification, consolidation, and A, differentiation, or B, vertical integration. The answer is B. A vertical integration strategy means the firm expands by producing its own raw material or selling its products directly to consumers. Question 4. The three generic business-level competitive strategies are cost leadership, differentiation, and A, geographic expansion, or B, focus. The answer is B, focus. Focusers carve out a market niche and compete by providing a product or service that customers can get in no other way. Okay, let's try a few true-false questions. Question 5. Visions are usually longer term and broader than mission statements. True or false? The answer is true. Whereas visions usually lay out in very broad terms what the business should be, the mission lays out in broad terms what the main tasks are now. For example, in the movie Saving Private Ryan, the team's mission was to save Private Ryan because it was short-term and focused. On the other hand, the vision of most World War II soldiers was to win the war and reestablish world peace. Question 6. True or false? The answer is false. Actually, the human resource manager is in a unique position to supply external competitive intelligence, including pending labor legislation and competitors' incentive plans that may be useful in the strategic planning process. Question 8. Human resource team to gain competitive advantage through people. How are you doing so far? Ready for some short essay questions? Okay, here's the first of two. Question 9. What are the three basic strategic challenges facing human resource managers? The three basic strategic challenges facing human resource managers are the need to support corporate productivity and performance improvement efforts, the fact that employees play an expanded role in employers' performance improvement efforts, and the fact that their human resource units must be more involved in designing, not just executing, the company's strategic plan. Last one, question 10. What are the six steps of the strategic management process? The six steps of the strategic management process are to define the company's business, perform external and internal audits, translate the mission into strategic goals, formulate strategies to compile and organize the process of identifying company strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Question 4. Define strategic control. Strategic control is the process of assessing progress towards strategic goals and taking corrective action as needed. Question 5. What is competitive advantage? Competitive advantage is any factor that allows an organization to differentiate its product or service from those of its competitors to increase market share. Question 6. Define leveraging. Value chain analysis is the process of identifying the primary activities that create value for customers and the related support activities. Question 8. Define metrics. Metrics are statistics used to measure activities and their results. Question 9. What is strategic human resource management? Strategic human resource management identifies and executes human resource systems that produce the employee competencies and behaviors to achieve strategic objectives. Last one, question 10. What is a diversification strategy? A diversification strategy is a corporate strategy in which the firm will expand by adding new product lines. That's the end of this section. Section 4, Rapid Review. Are you ready for the exam? Let's see. In this section, I'll give you a question and pause for just a few seconds before giving you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is a strategic plan? A strategic plan is a company's plan for how it will match its internal strengths and weaknesses with external opportunities and threats in order to maintain a competitive advantage. Question 2. What is a mission? A mission is a statement that spells out who the company is, what it does, and where it's headed. Question 3. Define strategy. Strategy is the company's long-term plan for how it will balance its internal strengths and weaknesses with its external opportunities and threats to maintain a competitive advantage. Question 4. What is the purpose of the HR scorecard? The purpose of the HR scorecard is to measure the human resource function's effectiveness and efficiency in producing employee behaviors needed to achieve the company's strategic goals. Question 5. What is a business level or competitive strategy? A business level or competitive strategy is a strategy that identifies how to build and strengthen the business of the human resource system. The three components of the human resource system are the human resource professionals, the human resource policies and practices, and the employee behaviors and competencies. Question 9. What are some of the characteristics of high-performance work organizations? Some of the characteristics of high-performance work organizations are multi-skilled work teams, empowered frontline workers, extensive training, labor management cooperation, commitment to quality, and customer satisfaction. Last one, question 10. What is the purpose of strategic goals? Strategic goals are necessary to translate the mission into specific performance objectives to guide managerial actions. That's the end of this section. This concludes the Vango Notes for this chapter. We hope you found this audio review helpful. Be sure to check out other Vango Notes for textbooks published by Pearson Education.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.